Hottest team in the NBA right now, 7 wins in a row.
Yeah, let's get more on last night's win against the Grizzlies and how the Jazz are looking at the NBA's trading deadline. Deseret News Jazz writer Eric Woodyard is live on the scene in Memphis with more. Interesting point on the game last night, Eric, and I guess maybe I'm reading more into this than there needs to be, but Alec Burks did not play as a coach's decision. Does that indicate something on a trading deadline?
I don't think you do because he's been so inconsistent. Like, if he had been starting, you know, the whole season or been playing consistent minutes, you know, I would read more into that. But if you look into the last month or so, he's been, you know, really inconsistent with the playing time anyway. I don't really know his role. You know, it's sometimes he's been playing if it's an injury or, you know, he even started one game when Donovan Mitchell didn't play. So I don't really think you can read too deep off into that. I don't think that meant anything last night.
Eric, what about the chemistry with the Jazz right now? This team's playing very, very well together. Do you interrupt that and maybe get rid of one of these people and send them away somewhere else?
Man, it's tough. Me personally, I wouldn't, man. I think they're clicking right now. You know, the team, it seems like they have a great morale, great energy. I know, you know, Rodney Hood, you know, has been the talk of a lot of trades and everything. And, you know, some people have speculated that he don't want to be there, you know, some. You know, but he's been professional the whole time, man. I mean, throughout this whole ordeal. So I don't know, man. Right now, you know, if it was me personally, I wouldn't break up the team because, I mean, I don't really know what you can get, you know, better than him. I know his contract, you know, in the summer he has a chance to, you know, take off. But this team right now, man, I think they have a good shot to make a playoff run.
Jazz still sitting in 10th position, which is out of the playoffs, but I saw, and I don't know what formula they use for this, I saw that with this win streak, their chance of making the playoffs is like up to 79% now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. They're in position to definitely make it. I mean, they had a really, really tough schedule in December, the toughest of the league, and, you know, the strength of the schedule has really been tough, man, with the injuries, and like I said, now they're getting back in the mix of everything. We got a whole another second half of the season, you know, remaining. You know, so I think they definitely have time to make a push. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen today. I mean, I think you know, my gut feeling and Rodney Hood is that he's probably going to get traded. But I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't get traded. Mm. And, you know, I seriously think that this team can make the playoffs. And I think they're starting to peak at the right time. You know, this is a really good team.
Yeah, a lot of Jazz fans that haven't been engaged for a while are back watching again.
Once again, yeah.
Deseret News Jazz writer Eric Woodyard joining us from Memphis this morning.
Okay, so news time now, 8:09. Triple team traffic.